Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some reason that Campos theme music makes me hungry. I don't know what it is, but the big shrimp thing, you know?
I think this is the first time I'm hearing it. I like it.
No, it's good. The guy did a great job on it. All right, let's talk to Glenn Sanchez, who is filling in for Robbie Campo. Robbie's got that venison fever again, like so many of you do. It's prime deer season in a lot of areas in Louisiana. The rut is full on. It's coming up in the Alabama area, and everybody's getting out there after those deer and small game and the birds and the ducks. And the fishing has been good, too. And let's check in with Glenn Sanchez, filling in for Robbie, and get a report on St. Bernard fishing. Glenn, if you would, first off, tell us, from up here, I'm looking at a dense fog advisory. Is that holding true down there?
No, we don't have any fog down here. I'm in Shell Beach right now. It's clear as a bell.
Well, that's wonderful. Glad to hear that. So how's the fishing been this week?
Fishing's been great. It slowed down because of people of, holidays. But the ones that go are going. They're still catching fish. They caught fish real good yesterday. And they'll catch fish again today. Just have to watch the weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be something coming in later on this afternoon or late morning. So the early concern was the fog. But if you're saying it's clear out there, there's a window of opportunity to get in there before that stuff gets bad.
Right. There's definitely a window this morning, looks like, because I looked at the radar. It's going to be a while before it gets here. And the way the fish are biting nowadays, you can catch them quick. I mean, you can go out there, and once you find them, it's boom, 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 boom. It's over with.
Glenn, we had several years where speckled trout fishing was falling off, and there was concern, and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries instituted new management regulations, creel limit, size limit, and then all of a sudden the fish rebound. What do you think is the cause of it?
I've never had a problem with not having enough fish in the water, Don. I mean, see, every time we went fishing, we seemed to catch fish. I don't see what as a rebound. Mm-hmm. There's just plenty of fish in the water. The conditions are right. They grow in.
I got to think that low river has helped,
That has a lot to do with it, because when the river is low, they're closer to the river. But when the river is high, they're further away from the river, So the river has a lot to do with it.
Glenn, when you had Breton Sound Marina, you had fishermen that all types. Number one, people went for speckled trout. But you had some guys that concentrated on redfish and some even on sheephead. Is anybody down there fishing for the bottom species right now? Is everybody going for the trout since it's been so good?
Well, no. A lot of people like to go fish for the redfish. And a lot of people, they love fishing for the sheephead. Sheephead's a wonderful fish. Once you learn how to clean it, it's a great tasting fish. But if you've never caught a sheephead, he really fights hard, And that's what people go out there to do is to have something pull on their line. They don't care what it is sometimes. As long as something's on the other end, they don't care.
Every time I think about your marina and sheephead fishing in the winter, I think of old Charlie, he loved to get those sheephead.
Charlie Frank. He would go sit out. tell DeFranco, sit out at the Cutter to Rocks, put two anchors out, and sit there and catch Sheephead and Big Giant Drum. I think he had a wonderful day.
Yeah.
And I don't mind the Sheephead, but they can keep those drums.
Yeah, I tell you, I sure miss old Charlie Frank. That was a unique individual, you know, the decoy collector.
Yes,
he started the wildlife carvers and guild and collectors, and, you know, he always had some stories to tell. You know, he hunted everything from big giant alligators to elephants, you know.
Yeah, right, right. We had a picture down at the marina years ago. I think he had a water buffalo that he had killed. This thing was huge, and he was next to it. You know, but I mean, yeah, no, he did safaris all over the place. So, you know, he lived a great life.
But when it came to fishing, he liked it pretty simple. Just anchor up and haul in the sheephead.
And you know what else he used to love? He used to love to go down to the Amazon and fish those peacock bass.
He did.
Oh, he loved that. And he'd show me some of these lures that he would use. There would be big old wooden lures, and when these fish would hit them, they'd have teeth marks all up in them.
Wood chop.
I mean, those things are serious.
Yes, indeed. Well, Glenn, any other words of caution or advice for people headed out? Live bait available down there? Should they bring some artificials with them?
Live bait's available. Bring your artificial. But the main thing that you have to have in a boat this time of the year, more than anything else, you need to have rain gear and you need to have boots, because you can't afford to get wet, because that's how you end up in trouble.
Absolutely.
So rain gear. And, I mean, it's worth it just to put one of them little cheap ponchos or one of them tarpaulins.
Yeah.
Leave it in the boat. It's all folded up. And if you ever need it, and to get under it, pull it out, and you'll have that as protection. But, you know, you got to worry about the conditions this time of year.
No
doubt. Can't get wet.
Glenn, before you go, you got a wish for 2025 for the outdoors?
No, I just hope everything stays the way it is, because I think it's fantastic now. You know,
we do
live in the paradise of everything down here. You know, we hunt, we fish, we do it all. So we're very fortunate.
From a man who has everything, Glenn Sanchez. Glenn.
Oh, I tell you what. My life is good. That's all I can say.
I'm glad it is. Glenn, you earned it. You worked real hard for many years down at Breton Sound Marine. And thanks for filling in for Robbie when he's out there chasing those souped-up billy goats. And y'all have a great new year.
Yeah.
Thanks for your reports.
Yeah. I thank you, and y'all have a happy new year.
All right. Glenn Sanchez, former owner of the Breton Sound Marina in Hopedale, and does some filling in from Shell Beach for Campos Marina, and Robbie is out playing.